The Yunu entourage began to return, many of them drawing the helpless, wide-eyed forms of the Chiss survivors that the rescue team had been pulling out of the cells. "Do you remember what we were talking about?" Leia asked, continuing to address Raynar. "The Dark Nest."
"Of course. Our memory is excellent."
Raynar's eyes turned bright and angry.
"Han said we were not responsible."
"That's right," Leia said. "But that doesn't mean..."
"We understand what not responsible means,"
Raynar said.
"It means that just because the Dark Nest exists, we are not the ones who created it."
He pointed to the nearest captive, a frightened-looking male wearing the black shreds of a CEDF gunnery officer's uniform.
"The Chiss did."
The officer's face paled to ash, and his eyes grew even wider, the only signs of fear that his paralyzed body could still exhibit.
"What we do not understand is the purpose of this nest."
An unintelligible groan rose from the Chiss's throat, so weak and low that Leia took it to be more of a pained whimper than an attempt to speak.
"Tell us,"
Raynar commanded. The officer moaned again.
"We know you are lying."
Raynar's tone was ominous.
"Do not insult us."
"I don't think he means to," Leia said. "I'm sure he doesn't even know that the Chiss created this nest." Raynar turned back to Leia.
"You are sure?"
"Perhaps confident is a better word," Leia corrected. "What if the Chiss didn't even know they created the Dark Nest?"
"How could they create the Dark Nest without knowing it?"
Raynar's voice was doubtful.
"We don't see how that could work."
"By accident," Han said, picking up on Leia's plan. "That's the only way it could happen. The Chiss would never intentionally do something like this to themselves. Not even to volunteers. They have too many honor codes." "That's right," Leia said. "Chiss society is defined by war. They're always fighting against the Vagari, the Siruk, even each other. And the Korribu nests are filled with Chiss joiners." Saba let the statement hang, leaving it to her listeners to draw their own conclusions. "Remember what Han said about Silgal's theory?" Leia asked. "She believes that when a Killik nest absorbs a force-sensitive being, the nestmates assume a portion of that being's personality." "When the Yogoi absorbed you," Han added, "they started to value individual life. When they absorbed Lomi Plo and Welk, they assimilated the desire for secrecy, and..."
"We are not responsible for the Dark Nest,"
Raynar protested.
"Lomi Plo and Welk died in the crash."
"That's right," Leia said, cringing inwardly. "Welk and Lomi Plo died in the crash. But the Yogoi absorbed your respect for living things, and it wasn't long before their success led to the creation of the colony."
"This is how we remember it. But we do not see what that has to do with the Dark Nest."
"Everything." Saba waved her scaly arm at the nursery again. "Look at how many Chiss joiners they had."
Raynar's eyes brightened with anger.
"The kind are not cannibals. Our nests do not feed on our own joiners."
"Something happened in this nest,"
Saba pointed out. "And the Chiss are bloodthirsty warriors," Leia added. "Really, I'm surprised this hasn't happened to the other Korribu nests."
"This?"
Raynar shook his head.
"This could not happen to another nest of kind."
"It happened here," Saba pointed out.
"Maybe there's some sort of balance point," Han added, feigning contemplation.
"When a nest gets too many Chiss joiners..."
He let the sentence trail off and turned toward Raynar, his expression growing steadily more concerned. Raynar finished the thought.
"It becomes a Dark Nest."
The Yunu broke into a distressed drone, and he nodded.
"That could explain what happened here."
"The Chiss are great believers in secrecy," Saba offered helpfully.
Yes.
Raynar spoke with an air of certainty.
The kind will take no more chiss into our nests.
That's one solution, Leia agreed. But what are you going to do with all your prisoners?